Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with another installment of a Good Guys for Great Men video. I'm going to make this one real fast. We've been talking a lot lately about anger in the community. We've had a few group calls on it and a roundtable. I've written some about anger. I've had some problems with my own anger recently, getting pissy. And I want to talk to you about what the opposite of anger is. We can go deep dive into all the childhood reasons why a man has a right to be angry, mommy issues, and all those other things where we've been done wrong. But I want to talk about the other side of anger is when a man knows what he wants, he knows who he is, he knows where he's going, and he doesn't let life and all the realities that happen around him make him pissy, make him angry. We all get to deal with that, and I am not exempt. But I wanted to remind you of something I wrote maybe three or four or 5 years ago. I wrote an article called The 50 Ways You Can Start Acting More Like a Happily Divorced Man. And I used the HDM initials for happily divorced man to describe this energy, this way of life, this way of thinking and being for a man, that when he does it, he doesn't have time to be angry because he's too busy looking forward at what he does want. Now, the kicker in this article about being a happily divorced man is that you don't have to be divorced to do it. In fact, possibly the only way to make your marriage better, the only way to gain more respect and trust and desire and attraction is for you to start acting more like the happily divorced guy down the street. And I want to share with you now 50 of those things. And I'm not going to read all 50 to you. You're going to have to pause this video on your own and zoom in and read them on your own. I'll also put below this video an attachment to the article itself that I wrote about being a happily divorced man. But let's go over some, because as I'm talking to you now, I want you to imagine anger is only a state of mind. Being a happily divorced man could be a state of mind as well. So let me put this into slideshow mode and talk about some of the things that HDMs enjoy every day. They're no longer angry men. That's message number one. They're not upset with women and the privileges women have, and all women do this and all women do that. When are women going to step up? When are they expected to take the high road? Blah, 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 right? You may be tired of hearing that men have all the responsibility. I'm not saying you do. You don't have responsibility for crap outside of you. You only have responsibility for how you respond to what's happening outside of you. Number three is that you're confident in your own value. You understand your own worthiness, and that as you are at this very moment, you're a very valuable, purposeful man who has a mission in this life. You don't have to have validation from others to reassure you that you're a good person and a good man on a really good journey. Number four is they have good sex, lots of it. Sometimes when we're married, we don't have all the sex we want, but there's a way of getting all the sex we need when we stop thinking that sex is the ultimate validation of our worthiness and happiness. They have amazing and fulfilling conversations with other men and women. You don't feel like you're in a prison cell with your wife where you can only talk to her and all the good conversations happen inside your house. Happily divorced men realize that connection and vulnerability and all of the good stuff that comes with a good conversation happens with everybody, old and young, men and women. They're not rattled by anything you do, but that women do. A happily divorced guy doesn't get overly upset by what people are doing outside of him. He doesn't take things personally. They can see through a woman's protective shell sometimes and see the truth into what she's doing and why she's doing it. People act in their own self-interest, and oftentimes it's from a younger part of us. When you can see your wife is sometimes acting protective because she has a younger version of herself whom she needs to protect, you can have a little bit of empathy and you can relax and stop taking everything so personally. You can read some of these on your own. I'm going to skip down. Here's a whole nother page of this stuff. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck when people think about them. They don't give a fuck when people get mad or upset or disappointed. They don't care that somebody won't like them or doesn't understand them. They just don't care about outside measures of their worthiness, because happily divorced men know they are worthy inside without somebody constantly telling them that. They're more aware and more skilled and more satisfied in their sex lives. These guys have become students of sensuality, become students of flirtation and the whole romantic foreplay skill set. And they also feel like They have all they need inside. They feel full at all times. They're in charge of their own happiness and mood every single day. And here's another list. I went on and on and on. I just brainstormed because let me tell you the secret here. When you read all 50 of these are 50 things that I wished that I had a better handle on when I was married. Again, married for 28 years. And when I read those 50 things I came up with, I do not give myself an A+ on all of those by any means. And sometimes I think if I was better and if I knew more, I would have stood a better chance at creating a better relationship, a better marriage, and just a better long-term connection with myself and who I was. So I hope you pause the video at those points, go back and read those, read the article below this. If you have any questions about this, or if you want to have a conversation about how you can start becoming more consistently a happily divorced man, even while you're still married, I would love to talk to you. All you have to do is go to goodguys2greatmen.com, click on the contact page, and send us in an application. We'll get right back to you. We always do. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, brother. I'm going to stop this now if I can. Bye-bye.